Let me touch the hem of his garment, touch the hem of his garment, and I will be made whole. Let me touch the hem of his garment, touch the hem of his garment.
Amen. We can no longer procrastinate. We can no longer say what we're going to do. If you're going to do it, this is the time and the season that God said that if you make one step, God said he will make two. So I don't know about nobody else, but I'm talking about myself personally. I made a vow to God, 2019 come in, that I will fulfill my purpose, I will fulfill my ministry that God has put inside of me. Amen. And I refuse to have a miscarriage. I want a boy. I'm not going to have no premature baby on this year. It's going to be a full-term baby. So I'm excited about God on tonight. Amen. Let's go into a quick prayer. Father God, we thank you tonight for another opportunity to have you allow us to come together in your name. We come before you tonight, God. Bow thy head and humble hearts. We come to say, Lord, we thank you for another blessed service tonight. We realize, God, that it's none of our goodness. It's nothing but your grace and your mercy. So, Father God, we thank you that you allow us to come together. We come to shout out your name. We come to praise you. We come to say hallelujah, the highest praise. And God, we give honor to the Lord of the Lord, the King of kings on tonight. Hallelujah. The Lord strong and mighty on tonight. So Father God, we give you praise and glory, honor. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. I first give honor to God, head of my life. I do honor our very own Pastor E, our brother, that he allowed the women to come together. Amen. We do praise God for him. Amen. We thank God for him that he trusts enough in us to give us opportunity to be the brain for the word of God. And that's amen. Amen. Tonight we're coming from St. Matthew 6, verse 33. Amen. St. Matthew 6, 33. And the reading of the word of the Lord say, amen. It says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. That meaning who? Jesus is speaking unto us tonight. He said, but seek ye first the kingdom. That means God say, I'm a jealous God. You can't put nobody before me. Not your pastor, not your bishop, not your apostle, not your husband, your children. Now, we do know the word of God say when we marry that our husband is the head of us and Christ is the head of the husband. Amen. We have to make that plain. But it says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So what God's saying, whatever you need, seek the kingdom. He said, if you seek him first, whatever you ask God for, he said, if we are in right standing with God, I'm going to take you to the word, and he's going to tell us what the word will say. But he says, seek ye first the kingdom, meaning before we do anything, before we prepare, before we plan anything, what he said, seek ye first the kingdom and all the righteous things. He said, what? It shall be added unto who? Us tonight. Amen. Thank you for the word. Okay. Seek first the kingdom of God, meaning that our salvation, our relationship with God is always so our what? First priority. Amen. You cannot outgive God. Let me not say you. Let's say we. I cannot outgive God. Put God first. Jesus set things in straight to seek first the kingdom of God, meaning that our salvation is our first priority. With God always first, we can't beat God's giving. It doesn't matter how we try. Amen. We got to seek first the kingdom of God for what? Instruction. We got to seek first the kingdom of God to tell us when to do it. Seek first the kingdom of God to say, when should I say it? When. See, one thing about it, we have to learn. But God give us a word for anybody. People, so God, you always should seek first the kingdom of God and say, when should I release this word to Pastor East, Minister Carol, Minister Terry, Minister Brenda? Doesn't matter who it is. We have to seek first the kingdom of God. Because why? Because we have to make sure that person's heart and spirit is open to receive us. That's why don't be so anxious to release the word to peoples. Seek first the kingdom and ask God, when should I release this word? We are kingdom-minded people, meaning what? We kingdom-minded people mean we build people up. You don't tear nobody down. When you're a kingdom-minded woman of God, you're supposed to be going into your ministry to build kingdom. Let thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven this day. Kingdom-minded people without kingdom. Come on, somebody. You should be no longer eating hot dogs. No longer eating the hot dog. You should be the pastor hot dog. Come on, somebody. You should be eating ribeye steak, cavalier, whatever you want to eat. You should not be no more on the whole meal, 2% meal. Tonight it's time to graduate. But how can you graduate first if you don't see first the kingdom of God? Because why? God is a jealous God. He said to us tonight, you cannot put nothing before me. He said, trust his word. Seek God. His presence is a common translation at the Hebrews. And faith literally, we are to seek his faith. But seek God's kingdom means gospel. Matthew is one of the key elements of teaching us. Jesus in the New Testament, the Old Testament refers to God, the judge of all and the nation, that all are human, will even totally be judged. What did the Bible say? Judge nothing before time. He said, whatever you judge, it will be met back to you. Before you put all your 10 fingers at me, check yourself first and see. See, some of us, we always want to judge people of what we hear, what they say, she say, they say. But what about going into the word of God and say, let me go and speak with the kingdom of God about what you're saying. I'm not saying it's not true, but let me go in and speak the kingdom of God. Let me begin to ask God what you're telling is true. My mom always told me, be careful who bring you that bone. Oh, somebody. Come on, somebody. Be careful who bringing you news about other people, because that same person gonna be the main one gonna take what you said, they're gonna run with it, they're gonna add to it, they're gonna take it away and twist it around and say you said. That's why it's not quick to be gossiping with other people. You gotta be careful. Our conversation should be nay, yay, and amen. The Bible says sweet and bitter water, come on somebody, it can come out the same fountain. That's why tonight Jesus says, but seek first the kingdom. You seek first the kingdom of God. Whatever you ask God, it say he's going to add it unto us. But he said, how can you ask me for anything when you don't even give me time to answer you? Oh, my God. Some of us, we seek God. But do what? We don't search. We seek God. We seek the kingdom. But do we seek the truth? No. Let's be real. No, we do not. So what God, Jesus said tonight, Jesus said, tell my people tonight, I need them in 2019, I need them to speak the face of God like never before. Come on, somebody. Because this is a time and a season that we better speak the kingdom of God about everything. Don't make no hasty decision, no quick decision. You better speak with the kingdom of God and say, sister, brother, let me get back with you. Let me go in and seek first the kingdom of God. Because St. Matthew 6 and 13, it said, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. He ain't sitting by us. See, some of us got our own righteousness. Come on, somebody. So we got our own kingdom. We got our own God, our own Lord, our own God. So what you're saying, properly, what I'm saying is, some of us think that we don't serve the same God. Because they have elevated their own self. Come on, somebody. It's a point where you can't even touch them. And some people think they don't need to seek with the kingdom of God. Oh, I hear from God. I don't need to seek God. I don't need to pray. But the word of God says, it says seek God, meaning to go, search, seek the truth. The word of God says, hear the whole matter out. Don't be tough between two opinions. Hear everybody. Hear what they say. She say, don't just take nobody's word and you run with it. That's why it's so much chaos in the body of Christ, because everybody is saying this, saying this, saying that. Ain't nobody saying, pastor, let's call for a fast. Pastor, let's call for a prayer meeting. No. But tonight, God is saying, tell my people, I need them to speak. Seek first the kingdom. Kingdom. Kingdom-minded peoples. Kingdom-minded women and men of God. Let's build Let's build the kingdom. Build each other up. Come on, somebody. If we kingdom-minded people, we can't fuck nobody down tonight. Because who are we? We are saved by grace tonight. Come on, somebody. We are sinners that are saved by grace on tonight. That's why I thank God tonight that I know that my God and I, we have a one-on-one relationship. I don't do anything before I see God. Then I wait on to God to tell me what to do. See, when you seek for the kingdom of God, you still have to wait on God to release you to do anything. Some of us have shipwrecked. Because we have truly in our heart, we must confess that some of the things we have did, said, committed with the wrong people because we did not seek God first. Let's be real. I can be first one to testify. I did it many times. I didn't seek God because I took what they said as they being apostles or prophet or bishop. I took what they said because they offered me, connected me, so I just assumed they heard from God. And then what God said, Lisa, he said, yes, they said that, but did you come back and check with me in the word of God and say, God, if that's what you're saying, see, every prophecy people give off, if it ain't in the word of God, check the person that's giving you a word. Check out their fruits, number one. Come on, somebody. Check out the spirit. Check out the character. How can you tell me how to do this? I'm looking at you, and you ain't got but three people that's following you. That means your tree is not bearing good fruit. The word of God says if your tree not bearing fruit, God says what he going to do? He's going to pluck it up. That's why it's so important, people of God, tonight. Let's seek first the kingdom of God. And it's a sowing and elements Christian teaching, preaching a common translated word, the Holy Spirit. It gets a Bible earned and beginning to check out to receive the Holy Spirit. How we receive the Holy Spirit? By seeking first the kingdom of God. Acts 2 and 38. What did the word of God say? It says, once you receive the Holy Ghost, you shall be endued with power from on high. People these days and time, guess what? Ain't nobody that says, some people all on their head. Oh, you got it. You got it. But I believe it's time for us to go back to carry. When you carry for the Holy Ghost, guess what? You're going to get it in no 1 or 2 minutes. But see, we don't got some martyr now. You know, we don't welcome. We don't have to tarry them. But Acts 2 and 38 say, then Peter said unto them, repent, number one. You got to repent. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sin, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. What he said, the first thing he said was what? Repent. For some of us now, some of these pastors and bishops and prophets and teachers and stuff, elders now, they ain't got time for no more for tearing more people. Who to be. I mean, I got the Holy Ghost, y'all. I had to sit in a chair at the church with some mothers, and I had to tarry. I got tired. And said, come on, you're almost there. I remember when I got filled with the Holy Spirit. It was a feeling on me that I never ever felt before. When I got saved, I said, God, I'm saved, but it got to be more than me just being saved. So one day I went to this church. They said, and now I want to have the Holy Ghost. You know how you hear about the Holy Ghost? But I said, you know, I want the Holy Ghost. Because I heard that Holy Ghost, it'll keep you. You know, it'll make you that you can't say certain things. You can't go where you want to go. So one day the mother said, you ready? I said, yes, ma'am, I'm ready. I didn't know I had to sit in the chair. I thought it was going to smell all on my hand and say, raise your hand and say, Lord, I feel the Holy Ghost. I thought that's what I was going to get. Because when I go to churches now, that's what they're doing now. Set the oil on the people's hand, lay hands on them. Come on, come on, you got it. You got the Holy Ghost. And I thought that I was going to get, but not knowing that I had to sit in the chair for hours and hours and hours and hours out and tarry. And when I got baptized in this cold water, this water was so cold, y'all. I was like, Lord, help me, Jesus. I want to get baptized. But didn't know I had gone in the cold water. But you know what? I'm not in that water. And I promise you, honey, there was a shout. I will shout. And I don't know why I was shout for real. But I was shout. Just like that water, it was so cold. But I thank God that I went through the old way of getting the Holy Ghost. You need to go back to Terry. Come on, somebody. We need to go back to delivering, serving, healing, serving, miracle, serving. Guess what? Ain't nobody doing that no more. So the song says, what's the matter now, Zion? What's the matter, Zion? You don't pray, you should pray no more? You ain't fast? You're seeking God no more? So I remember my mother say, what's the matter now, Zion? Oh, Zion, what's the matter now? So tonight, see, first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness shall be added unto us tonight. God said, whatever we need in 2019, we need to seek first the kingdom of God. What is the kingdom? Kingdom of God. Keep your mind on spiritual things, on heavenly things on tonight. Amen. So whatever we need in this season, the people of God, seek God. I don't care if you got to go in there every day. You got to go in there every night. You continue to go in there until you get what you have need of. Don't you know the more we seek God, the more God going to meet us there? He said, if you call on my name, I will answer you. So the more we get to go in and begin to seek first the kingdom of God, the more we get to go in and seek God, the more answers we're going to get. And guess what? It won't take God no long time. God said, if you be serious, when you come into my presence, we come into the presence of God. We supposed to block out everything that has happened on our job, on our home, in our husband or wife, because we're going into the seeking the kingdom of God. I'm coming in to seek you, God. So God, first of all, we never want you to do, we need to repent. Because some things came through our mind, we bind and speak it out. But the thought linger in our mind. If you're not a linger on for a minute or two, you might as well go ahead and really like you ache on that. So first thing we need to do before we speak the first of the kingdom of God, we need to repent. Ask God, Lord, forgive me. Search my heart. Search my mind. If we never did anything, just repent and say, God, forgive me. I said this. I said that. I shouldn't have said it. That's why he said, let your conversation be nay, yay, and amen. My mama always said, baby, and nothing good said about anybody, don't say nothing. We got to be careful in this season right here that how we be so quickly to want to judge one another. And the Bible says, judge now. So how can we continue to judge one another when we got the word of God say, judge not. Whatever you judge, it'll be met back to you. So we got to stop judging people. Stop looking at people, and we already don't say so. See, right, we can get a book. Oh, that book ain't no good. I don't want to read that book. How do you know? Until you open up the book, and you read the book, then you realize, oh, my God, this is a good book. But you know what you know what we do? We set up quicker to judge things by the outer appearance. Ooh. We judge things by the outer appearance. Oh, that don't look good. How do you know? How you going to know it ain't good till you take it home, wash it off, clean it up, cook it, peel it? Then it be good. But what we do, we are so quickly, the Christian folks, church folks, quickly talk about people, criticize one another. Come on, somebody. How you tell me you a kingdom-minded person and you ain't building nobody? All you doing is tearing them down. See, the Bible says when we have been delivered, we have been restored. He said, go and restore a search in the meekness of love. When we've been converted, go and convert somebody. But what we do, oh, no, I got mine. They got a good day. That's a selfish, unrighteous person. You cannot tell me that you're doing what St. Matthew 6:33 say. No. That means you said you're righteous, but you're really not. Because your fruits, if you come up out your mouth and saying, it's saying what? A whole different story. Amen. We're going to go to Philippians 4, verse 19. Philippians 4, 19. It said, but my God, that means who up on that, you got to make it personal. But Lisa God shall supply all Lisa's needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. But my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches and glory in Christ. See, we don't have no riches. But that's true. But you still have to be in right standing with God. You can say that all day long, but my God, but God saying, okay, so did you seek first the kingdom of God first? Did you ask me to add to all the riches? Did you take time and say, God, I'm seeking first the kingdom of God on tonight, God. I have a need, God. But you told me, ask anything in your name, you said according to your will, that we have to be in right standing with God. All that is true. But if you're not in right place, in the right position, if your motive is not right with God, it ain't pure, God is not going to supply all of your needs. Because he said, if I supply your needs, okay, he said, now, are you going to go and bless your neighbor? Are you going to bless Mary Diane? Are you going to bless so-and-so? See, God don't tell some of us tonight to bless some people. But we are walking in a disobedient spirit because we are not obeying the voice of God. But I read in the word, it says, if you be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. Come on, somebody. He said, if you be willing and obedient, you can't be willing, but I'm not obedient. I'm going to be obedient and I'm going to be willing. No, that word, it don't separate. He said, if you be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. So what God's saying, are you willing? Are you willing to go the extra mile of the way? Are you willing to sacrifice 2 hours? Are you willing to turn your place down? Are you willing to seek first the kingdom of God and other things that shall be added unto you? God say, are you willing? What are you willing to do for me? And we talk about obey. Oh my God. Obeying the voice of God tonight, we might want to be real. We know that we have not obeyed God like we're supposed to do. And even in 2019, the things we're supposed to be don't did. But we know truly in our heart, we have not kept them. And then I read in a word again when it, now this is what I read. He said, don't make a vow unto God if you're not going to what keep it. Oh my God. So God said tonight, people of God, he said, seek first the kingdom of God. And all of you, what you're saying, going to be added. But since about there, he says, see first the kingdom of God, and all the righteous things gonna be added unto. So what Jesus was really saying? It's plain and simple. He said it. He said, only way you're gonna get the righteous things is what seek first the kingdom of God. And all the righteous things, he said, shall. It's a commandment that God said, whatever I say I'm going to do, I'm going to do it. But, see, that's why you remember in Matthew 6:33, it said, but. So what Jesus is saying? He's saying, yes, I said, but. But are you going to do it? You want God to bless us and do this and do this and do this and do that? But remember, God said, I am a jealous God. I will have no other God before me. So what he's saying, seek first the kingdom of God, and all the righteous things shall be added unto us tonight. That he's saying, I'm asking you a question. Are you willing to seek first the kingdom? Are you willing to seek your pastor? Are you willing to seek your husband, your wife? God say, no. Seek me. He said, seek me and you shall find me. He said, knock, and the door shall be opened. How can you see God in your prayer time? How can door be opened up for you in your prayer time? Much is given, much is required. In this season, God is requiring more fasting, more prayer. But do we want to fast? No. You don't have people talking about fasting more, church more. I don't understand. People don't even, I don't hear church talking about we're going on a fast. We call it a prayer. Today, we're going to have no worship service. We're going to have no preaching. We're going to go for the Lord in prayer. The people know I got to have a word. You got the 60th book in this Bible right here. All the word you need is in the word of God. Stop be itching ears for a prophet or prophetess. You better have the word for your own sake of the Bible says in the last days. We're going to have great prophets coming in the land. And he said, if it's possible, he said, the elect will be deceived. How are you going to be deceived? Not knowing the truth. The truth is in this book right here. So that's why we got to be very careful. We got to pray for us. We connect ourselves with. This is a season that we got to be extra careful, people of God, on tonight. Be careful. I don't care who say God say. He sent me to you. You better seek first the kingdom of God. You better ask God. God, did you send him to me? Did you send her to me? God, I hear what they're saying, hear what she's saying, but sister brother, let me go in and seek first the kingdom of God, and I get back with you. What we do? Oh yeah, if God said it, I believe it. Okay, but how do you know? How do you know? How do you really know if God said it through that person? If they, because see, I'm telling you something. Somebody give us a prophecy. A prophecy is only confirming what God has already told us. If God ain't said that to you, you better check that prophecy and see if it really line up the word of God. That's why some of us is in a mess right now. Because we got people speaking, too many people speaking in our ear. Oh, this is what God said. This is what God said. That's why when they have prayer lines at church now, I don't give you no prayer line. You got to work for me. You better call me out. And then when you call me out, while I'm walking to you, I'm pleading the blood. I'm applying the blood. I'm rebuking in the spirit transfer on me. Because in my own self, because people lay hands on you, but on that person, it'll transfer on you. When you call on, there'll be one of us wrong with you. And you got to go back and say, who laid hands on me? See, that's why you got to be careful. But seek first the kingdom of God, and all these righteous things shall be added unto us tonight. Tonight, seek first. Ask God in this season. Before we make any decision by anything, ask God. Seek God. Ask him, God, is this you? Is this you, God? I hear what they're saying. Just when you go to a church, everything, people are dying. Don't be hollering and screaming and hollering. You need to be listening. So when somebody get praying for you, you need to be listening. You need to be speaking in tongues. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. No, honey. You need to be listening. What they're saying in your ear gate. The Bible says, God, your ear gate. Last night, one got online last night, and she said, this is a season. God, your ear gate. Be careful what you let go in your ear. Guard your spirit. Guard your heart. Ask God, Lord, cover me in this season. Because in this new season, we can afford to keep missing season after season after season. How we miss season? We get out of place. We get our position. We disconnect. We reconnect with some people that God say, I never, ever sent you there. You went on your own, and that's why things happen. I don't know about you all. I have learned a lesson well. I told God, Lord, I'm tired of being whooped. I'm tired of being doing my own thing. So when 2019 came in, God, I'm seeking first the kingdom of God. First, I'm going to continue to seek God until God released me. The more I go in, the more God is giving my answer. I'm going to leave this is the last word. Psalms 84:11. This is my last scripture. Amen. Psalms 84:11. It says, for the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. You go to key right here. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk of righteousness right before him. This is the word. He said, the Lord say, no good thing will he withhold from them that walk up right before God. Check this out. He said that when I hold no good thing, that is a requirement. He said, are you walking up righteous? Are you in right standing with me? He said, now if you are, he said, I'm not going to withhold whatever you ask me for. Whatever you have prayed for, God say, I will not withhold no good thing for those who walk up right before me. So you mean to tell me if our children in trouble, our husband, our wife, mother, daddy, whoever it is, I can go in, stand in the gap for them, and God said, because you are in the right standard with me, I'm going to cause them to escape. I'm going to cause them not to do this through this. Yes. When we are in right standing with God, we can go in for our loved ones, for our family, for our children, whoever it is. We can go in and say, God, I know they did this. I know, God, they really deserve what they did. God, because me, I'm your daughter, I'm your son. I ask you, God, to have mercy. I ask you to give them grace and glory. And God's going to say, according to my word, I'm going to have to do it. See, the key thing tonight, my last time closing, the key thing that we have to really do is you have to give God back his word. We have to remind God of what he said. God loves that. We give God back his word. We remind God of what he said. No, God says, oh, I got to do it for Lisa. Yes. Yes, daughter, I did promise you that. Yes, daughter, I did say that. Okay, daughter, I'm going to do it. Sometimes, don't be afraid to remind God of what he said, his promises, and they, yeah, and amen. So it's important that we remind God, God, you said this, God. You told me to fast for 3 days, 7 days. God, I did everything you told me to do. Now, God, what's going on? And God will say, you're right, I did. I did. Guess what? God is an on-time God. He might not come when we want him, but God is on time. He always going to show up when we least expecting God to bless our soul. This is a year that God is doing a supernatural move of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. I just praise God on tonight. I pray this word have blessed you. This word was from me first. I always, so I come on the line, if I do anything, I always seek God. Lord, what did you have me to give for your people? You know what? And I'm so glad that me and God got a one-on-one connection. Because when I ask God what to give people, guess what? He immediately give me the word. It don't take no long time. Because you know what? Because me and him, I have a personal thing with God. I have an intimacy with God. When I go in, I ask God, God, what should I do? What should I say to your people? He'll say, this is the word. It can be simple. So tonight, say Matthew 6:33. But see, what God said, the word is for the one that released the word. So God is saying, Lisa, in this season, you got to seek me more too. Okay, God, I will. Sure, no problem. In a way, I just praise God for the opportunity. This time, I'm going to turn it back in the hand of Pastor E, if he's on the line this time. Pastor E, you on the line?
Yes, ma'am, I am. How are you?
I bless you, man of God. Thank you for the opportunity.
Always. It's my pleasure to be obedient to God. Good word. Definitely something that not only just a new thing, I think even more intense daily. Knowing that we everything that we have to do, everything that we need, everything that is available to us is through our seeking God first. Yeah, a lot of us are not receiving the things because we're seeking the wrong people. We're knocking on doors, and that's not the right door. We asking the wrong people. We are going into areas that we think that are just they're just going to do it for us because God said it. People don't work that way. God has to, when we seek God, he said, when you seek him first, how many things? all these things will be added unto you. So if we don't focus so much on the things and we focus on him, you ain't got to worry about nothing else. I'm proof that it all will come to fruition when you get in order and in line with him. Good word tonight. I want to give everybody else an opportunity to comment. Dial 1 right now and get involved with Women Speak Now and be heard tonight with Prophetess Lisa Harris. What an awesome word.
Oh.
I've been blessed if nobody else has. And there are, and we, and it's not like it's just me, you on the line. It's a full board tonight. And and so that's a good thing. That's a good thing. But we want you to get involved. Oh, hey, look, I already know my number one. Minister Terry, welcome to Women Speak Now. Minister Terry?
That's
okay,
me.
Well, we'll go to.
I'm here.
We can hear you
I'm
now.
Born.
Yeah, we can hear you now. What's going on?
My God,
I had to mute my phone and start shabocking.
You shabock because I should have recorded that because, you know, I've been having problems. Good evening, my prophetess Lisa. I've been having problems
pushing this one.
Yes, but I pushed one. Listen, glory be to God, I pushed one and I had mute on. My God.
Look at
that. And I'm going on. You know, and I'm excited over here because that's, you know, Pastor, you know, that's one of my favorite scriptures. And Prophetess Lisa and all the listeners, I'll be the first to raise my hand and say I had it wrong first. You know. And that scripture, when you just meditate on that scripture, it tells you something. Seek his kingdom first before we do anything. You know, when we wake up in the morning, we wake up in the morning just seeking him, thanking him, and asking him. You gave some scriptures tonight, and, you know, I wrote them. I didn't write them all down, but I put them on the page where I can go back and get them. You gave a word tonight, and that word, I'm going to take that word with me. Glory be to God. Awesome word.
Amen.
I love you. I love you, and I appreciate you, too, for it. Amen. Glory to God.
Bless you.
God bless you.
Area code.
Amen.
Area code 251, last 46478. You're live on Women Speak Now with Prophetess Lisa.
My. Well, good evening, family.
Good evening, Minister Kim.
Yes, that was very touching, especially the part when Prophetess Lisa, when you say we have to be careful what we let in our ears, hallelujah.
Yes,
we have to, another form of protection. We have to stay protected because it's easy. It's easy. The devil is easy by coming in to our ears, to our minds, to our thoughts and actions. So to me, that was very important. I want to thank you for that. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes,
I tell you what was most important. Look, and I'm not trying to come. I'm gonna get out the way. But when she said this, the part that she said, because I live by this, don't let everybody put their hands on you. You better know.
Mm-hmm.
You better know.
Right.
You better know who you're dealing with, because this is a spiritual warfare. And people think they're doing the right thing, but that argument they had with their husband is in their hands. That fight they had with their wife is in their hands, and they touch you and you get in the car go off for your husband. You better watch out who you let put their hands on you.
All right now.
Sure.
All right now.
Start acting all crazy. You acting just like somebody else. Go ahead, Mr. Kill.
Hallelujah, Pastor. You sure enough hit that nail right on the head. But thank you for that. And I also have another announcement. I'd like to take this time to, if you don't mind, Pastor E, to all our listeners and covenant partners, as I've been on Facebook and I've tried to reach out to several of you. I don't want us to forget Pastor E's Pastor's anniversary. Please not. And even if it's just 50 cents that you donate, I would like to see something happen, something beautiful for Pastor E, because he does such great work for God and so much missionary, and he does it from his heart. This man, from the day he wakes up, the time his feet hit the floor, he goes to bed at night, he is steady doing God's work, missionarying and touching our children and the neighborhoods and all the things that he does. And I think that he deserves some appreciation. I tell people sometimes they want to say about, you don't want to give the pastors this, you don't take care of the pastors. Well, in my book, we take care of the pastors. Because pastors went to school and got a degree for that, just like any other degree. So all those out there, come on, I'm not going to do this for the pastor. Get back and stop talking like that, because that is not what God would have. We are children of God, and we ought to take care of our pastors, because he is here leading and guiding. He's been such a great impact in my life, and I know not just mine, you all, too. So if you would please,
amen.
It's PayPal. By February the 12th, please hit his PayPal with whatever God puts on your heart and allows you to do. I do have a goal set, but I'm going to keep quiet about it, and I'm going to let Pastor E handle that part. But please, Covenant Partners, and even those that are not on here, please share this message that I am sharing with you tonight. Please just do what God would have you do. You will surely be blessed, and thank you, and don't forget again. February the 12th, I would like us to go ahead and show love for
Pastor.
Don't hold.
Thank you so much. This is,
Don't hold your fist up. And I love you,
Tony.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you so much. Amen. Thank you so much. Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. You guys can reach Kimberly Castor Holloway on Facebook or get at me and I'll get you her information. I'll be honest with you guys. If anybody knows me, this is very uncharacteristic of me for me to even go this way, but God spoke to me and said, "Be quiet. Allow someone to appreciate you, and be quiet." So I'm being quiet, and I'm going to accept whatever God has in store. But we want everybody to get in touch with Kim. If you want to be in touch, be a part of this, we would definitely appreciate it. And you know, it's a good ground, so harvest will come back. Area code 917, last four, 9957. You're live on Women Speak Now and Be Heard with Prophetess Lisa Harris.
Yeah, my name is Victor Green from New York. I got the blessing from Lisa, when she's reading the scriptures, and I felt that. That was a real blessing.
Amen.
Thank you.
God bless you. Anybody else, go ahead and dial one. Come on in. We still got a couple more minutes. But this has been great. As a matter of fact, every third, every Women Speak Now, every broadcast on this network blesses me. And I do listen, guys. I do. It's not just I just do the shows. I listen at night late. Evangelist Virginia Valentine, welcome to Women Speak Now and Be Heard with Prophetess Lisa.
Well, good afternoon, Prophet Elise. Good afternoon to you, man.
Bless
God.
You. Bless you.
Hello, woman of God.
To all of those who are listening in tonight, I heard something that you just said, Sister Kimberly, and this scripture dropped in my spirit. Do not. Are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
Do not muzzle out the ox that treads the corn. Did y'all get that?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, we did.
Let me say it again. Do not muzzle out the ox that shredded the corn.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah.
Say something. Hallelujah. Do not muzzle out the ox that shredded the corn. You know when you're talking about shredding the corn, that's talking about the woman or man of God who brings forth nothing but the word, nothing but the meat. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
And let me tell you something, minister, Papa Denise. You minister on something that I teach on some months ago, baby.
Praise the Lord.
Seek ye first. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these other things will be what?
Added
unto you. But you got to seek the face of God.
Yes,
you must seek the face of God. And all these other things going to be added unto you.
Yes,
whatever these things are, God going to add them to you. But seek him, I dare you to seek the face of God.
My God.
I dare you to seek the face of God.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Papa Denise, I love it. Seek ye first the kingdom of God.
Yes,
I
yes.
preached on another station one day, and I preached that thing till I got happy. And he said, seek me, Virginia. Seek my faith. Seek my faith.
Yes.
Everybody on this air tonight needs to seek the face of God.
Right now.
Yes.
And when you seek the face of God, everything else is going to be added to you. Seek him now. Don't wait till next
yes,
week. Don't wait till
yes.
tomorrow. Seek him now.
Yes,
seek him
you,
now.
Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. I love to seek the face of God. I've been before God today because I had some things going on in my body. But y'all better believe tonight I've been healed, I've been delivered, and I've been set free. You know why? Because I sought the face of God.
Yeah.
That's right.
I've been before God. And I
won't
love
he do
God.
It?
I love God, and guess what? I love him because he loves me, and I love him back.
Yeah, yeah.
Won't he do it?
Yes, he'll do it. And Sister Kimberly, you keep doing what you're doing. If God led you to do what you're doing, do not muzzle out the ox that shredded the corn. Keep on doing it.
Thank you, Lord.
You do
Amen.
It.
Bless you, woman of God.
Go. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. In
Hallelujah.
The name of Jesus. We want you guys to we want you guys to be a part of Women Speak Now on the fifth Thursday, every fifth Thursday in the year of 2019. Evangelist Virginia Valentine will be ministering on those evenings. Please be a part of it. The woman has a dynamic word, a dynamic anointing on her life, and we want to continue to fellowship and covenant with her. So every fifth Thursday, she's going to be our minister on those nights, and any night that one of you guys can't make it, we're going to ask her to fill in. So she'll be our alternate also. So thank you, woman of God, for being available. Thank you for your dedication and your obedience to the network and to what God has called you to do.
Well, thank you, man of God, and I'm about God. I'm about the things of God. I'm about
That's
the things
right.
of God. I love God. When the enemy trying to take me out of here, y'all just don't know. God raised me up. And I'm so full of the Holy Ghost and fire. I say, go, Boshida, Bashe. God is good. Thank you,
Jesus.
Y'all don't know. I was in the hospital 8 days. Let me say a little bit of it. 8 days.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead. Go ahead and share. Go ahead.
I was laid up the Lake Hospital a week before Christmas. Hallelujah, Jesus. And they told me it was something that they call diverticulitis. That a lot of people receive in their body at the lining of their stomach. And when I got to the hospital, they had so many doctors around me, I thought heaven had opened up.
Oh, my God.
I thought heaven had opened up. There were so many doctors around me that was all from everywhere. And they told me what was wrong. And they was going to have to do this. And they was going to have to do that. I said, no, you're not. I said, because God is going to perform this surgery. Y'all are just a vessel. And I started singing in the spirit. And I started praying in the spirit. And I asked them, did they mind if I do a mini sermon? And I started preaching in that operating room. Hallelujah, Jesus. I preached in that operating room.
Ooh,
and everybody
glory.
Looked like a cloud. The glory came in, and the clouds came in, and Jesus was right there. And the surgery they supposed to be did. Guess what, y'all? They didn't have to do it because God said so.
My God.
God brought me out of that operating room. I was on NPO for 8 days. So you're going to tell me about 21-day fast. I was on a fast for 8 days on nothing but antibiotics. No food, just water. And I prayed, and I cried, and I cried out to God. And I said, God, you took my body, you took everything on that cross for me. And I know you did it for me. Y'all need to hear me.
Yes.
And I told him, and a doctor came in, and he said, where's that lady, that preacher? And they wrote a sign on my door, y'all, preach the gospel. What is the gospel? They say the word of God. And one of the doctors did it. And I said, Lord, who was that doctor? Who is he? God did so much for me. And I'm well. I'm healed. I'm whole. I'm like the woman with the issue of blood. I walked out of that hospital room, y'all, with nothing to eat for 8 days. 8 days.
My God.
8 days on NPO. Nothing but water. All I'm on shot.
My God.
Woo, Jesus.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You. I was attacked by the enemy. But guess what?
Jesus.
I've been made whole.
Yes,
I'm healed.
God. Thank you.
In the name
whole.
Of Jesus.
I'm healed. I've been delivered. I've been set free.
Yes,
and I can hear God say, my good and faithful servant, well done, Virginia.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Let me tell y'all this, and I'm going to get off this air. Let me tell you something. I was reading today. Oh, Jesus. Oh, my Lord. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, Jesus. Somebody needs to lift their hand with me and say, oh, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
Because God is good. Oh, Lord.
Oh, Jesus.
Lord, Father. Oh, Father. Oh, my Father.
Hallelujah.
Oh, my God. Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. God is so good.
Yes,
He's a merciful
is.
God.
Yes,
He's a miraculous
yes,
God.
Is.
He's an
yes.
awesome God. And that's why he
Hallelujah.
Told you tonight, Prophet Lisa, seek ye first the kingdom of God.
Yes,
I seek
yes.
him with everything that is within me.
Yes, God.
I seek him with my whole inner being.
Thank you, Lord.
Because he always tell me, bless the Lord, oh, my soul and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless him. Bless him. Bless him.
Yes, God.
Because God
Hallelujah.
Is good. Oh, shout to my shedding,
yes,
oh, God. Prophet Denise, preach.
Yes, ma'am.
Because I love that seek ye first the kingdom of God. I
yes,
preached
ma'am.
It so till I was so on fire for God, because he said, preach
my
it.
God.
He
Thank
said, in
Lord.
Season and out of season. In season
yes,
and out of
yes,
season.
Yes. Yes.
Preach it. Seek
preach it.
Faith.
Amen. Amen.
And don't let everything get in your ear gate. Don't let everything get in your ear gate.
That's right. Your eye gate,
all this,
your feel gate,
your gate.
Your taste gate, every gate needs
yes.
to be guarded. Amen. Hallelujah.
Guard it. He wants you to guard your heart.
Yes, he does.
Guard
Hallelujah.
That's right.
Guard
Thank
it.
You, Jesus.
Guard your heart. I'm going to get off this air because I tell you what, I feel the power of God.
Amen. And we got one other caller. Ladies, we want to get to them, and then we'll open the lines back up. Area code 562, last 4063. You're live on Women Speak Now. Have you heard? With Prophetess Lisa Harris. Good evening.
Good evening,
Eric. Good evening. How are you?
Praise the Lord, Pastor E.
Hey, how are you?
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, Prophetess Lisa.
Bless you.
I thank, yes, I thank God for, you know, being here. I was listening to that mother testifying. You know, she full of fire. It reminded me of my grandmother. I wish she was still here, though. But the thing is that you're saying that seek ye first the kingdom of God. All these things be added unto you. You know, we can get so off guard and off track, though. But God said we got to seek him first. We got to wake up. Soon we wake up, we got to seek him. Soon we be walking down the street, we have to seek him. But everything
yes.
if we seek him enough, we will find whatever he want to tell us. Because sometimes we just have to sit still, ask God, Lord, you here? I love you. You tell him that you here. You have to recognize the Lord and let him know that you are looking for him. We seeking somebody. We looking. So we looking, we about to find them. So I just thank God for that, Pastor. You know, I just praise God for the network. And I thank God. I just let you know that God is still good. He's still able, and he's still, you know, good, and I have the victory. And God bless everyone that's on this air. Thank the Lord.
Bless you. Bless you. Amen. This has been an awesome broadcast tonight. Prophetess Lisa, that was our last caller. I want to give you an opportunity to pray us out of here. Woman of God, as I said, great job and salute.
Amen. Father God, right now, we come before your throne of grace on tonight. Father God, we just want to thank you for everyone that dialed in on tonight. God, we thank you to tonight. This word will change our life. Hallelujah. Father God, for this night forward, we will seek first the kingdom of God before we do anything, before we say anything. We just want to thank
Jesus.
You for the God, come to the blessed Pastor E. We ask you to bless Amen Covenant Partners Network. Worldwide, nationwide, continue to bless them in largest territories. Bless them indeed and bless his borders. God, we give you praise and glory, honor. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Amen. I love you all and thank you all for the support of tonight. God bless you.
We love you back.
Love you, Pastor E. Love everybody.
Ain't nothing you can do about it. Won't he do it?
Oh.
Yes, he
stopping my shine. They try to break me, try to take me out, but I got Jesus on my side. So bad I thought it would die, but ain't no power stronger than the one that came and laid down his life. And I got mountains to climb, but the enemy can't stop me, cause there's a calling on my life. So when I'm crying, don't last too long, cause he gon' step in and make it alright. Right.